Welcome to the Data Life podcast. This is a different kind of podcast episode. It is more about the mental game of being in the field of data science and software development. In this episode, we'll talk about not being shy about pursuing your interest. To talk about the concept of passion and achieving one's full potential, we need to start with the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It was created in 1943 and is a pyramid of needs starting from basic human needs such as survival and security, such as things like food, shelter, clothing, etc. It is then followed by having friends, family, relationships, and then the final two levels are self-esteem, satisfaction, and reaching one's full potential. Most of our thoughts on day-to-day roam around lower needs. What am I going to have for lunch today? What's my commute looking like? And so on and so forth. The thoughts of the lower needs are necessary for our survival, but somehow those lower level needs make it harder for us to focus on the higher level needs. For example, I used to be an avid reader and I found myself reading less and less with social media and mobile phones around all the time. Sometimes we think of higher needs, but not that often. You know, it's harder. Staying up a couple of hours in the night to read a book on an area you like or to travel across the city for an event to train you for the next level is very difficult, as these cater to needs higher up in the pyramid. As long as we are surviving and well, society and perhaps we ourselves typically give full marks for it. Unless we have an incredible team at work or group of friends who are highly motivated, there is no inherent mechanism for us to move to the next level in our field or another field if we choose to. It needs us to be more conscious and aware and put our energy and effort into it. It is hard but not impossible, and is very satisfying to see ourselves grow over a period of few months or years. As this motivation is intrinsic, it is a much bigger driver and can create that level of satisfaction that Maslow was talking about. Perhaps your interest is in computer security, or in networking, or in just writing fast compilers. Don't be shy about admitting any of these interests. Pursue them, grow them, and allow them to get into you. If you like computer vision within the area of machine learning as your favorite, pick it up and become amazing at this niche. Don't be shy about the hard work you are putting into this. If your friends are asking why you need to work on a Sunday afternoon on this, you can just smile. But don't let people around you stop from developing your own interest in an area or niche. If it so happens that you do not like this area, 6 months down the line, you can move into a new area of interest. Don't let the fear of commitment to an area stop you from getting good at it. Many times in the past, I've seen how I have been shy to work hard. In undergrad, people around me used to say how I can get great marks by studying just a couple of days before exams, so no need to put in any more work during the semester. Just enjoy, play video games, and so on. All these years later, I realized that others don't know what our limit is. Only we know. Perhaps we can do even better than the best out there. We wouldn't know unless we break the boundaries that have been created by ourselves and others. So, order the best 3 books in your area of interest. Plan for the next 3 to 6 months on the projects that have always interested you, but you have been shy to approach them. And go for it. I think you already know what you need to do. I just wanted to nudge you in that direction. I read a quote recently that was awesome. You are confined only by the walls you build yourself. Again, you are confined only by the walls you build yourself. Kind of find that amazing, actually. That's all I have for you today. Thanks for listening and have a great week ahead.